deraisa tikkun. All the dinim derabanan are patterned after the dinim deraisa. Why should that be so? Why it's called the tikkun rabanan kain deraisa tikkun? So the Rambam and the Hagdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis tells you that the Mishnayis contains all of Torah Shabbal Peh. They divide Torah Shabbal Peh into five categories. He says they have Pirush HaMukubalim and Moshe Mesinai, that certain expressions have a certain connotation in every language. There are expressions that you just translate the word based on the dictionary, it wouldn't necessarily mean that. So he says, Priyetz Hodah. You have a tradition, it means Esrik. Ayin Tachasayim, you have a tradition, it means Mammon. And every language is like that. So that's one part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Then he says we have Halachas L'Moshe Mesina, that the Tefillin have to be Merubayim, and has to be Shachar. Then we have the mitz, the dinim, the details that are learned out through the Yud Gimel Midrash are turned into Reshes. Whatever cannot be learned out through the Yud Gimel Midrash. So if you have a tradition, that's Halachas L'Moshe Mesina. That's the Machlok de Satanaim, the end of the first Perek in Chagiga. What the Het in the Dorim Porchem Boavir, the Loshan on Mishnah in the end of the first Perek, and the Dorim Porchem Boavir, Vein Lahem al Meshe Yismoch, means that it's purely Halacha L'Moshe Mesina transmitted orally from generation to generation. Porchem Boavir, the wave, the sound waves float in the air. Vein Lahem al Meshe Yismoch, there's no way to derive it from the Chumash reading in between the lines. And then the Tanoim, the Gemara quotes prices where they disagree with the Mishnah. They believe that there is Hatoras and Dor, but they hold Yeshlam HaMashiach Smocho. It's learned out from the Midrash HaTor and the Resh HaSpem. They all agree that Hatoras and Dor is a Din Deraisa, but they argue whether it's Halacha HaMashiach Mesinai, Veinlam HaMashiach Smocho, or it's read, they read in between the lines. And then, after these three parts of the Torah Shabbal Peh, Pirush HaMakubalam HaMashiach Mesinai, and Halacha HaMashiach Mesinai, and Drashas Midrash, then the Rambam has the fourth and the fifth halakim of the Torah Shabbat Peh are the Gzeris and the Takanas the Rabbanim. So it sounds very much from the Rambam that all the Gzeris the Rabbanim, Takanas the Rabbanim, the Gzeris are the Loisese, Takanas are the Mitzvahsese, the Rabbanim. They all blend in to become part of Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of their Eisen. As Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that he gave Shurim for Balabatim for over 10 years in Gemara Brachas. Most of Brachas deals with Dinim Derabbanan. You have a little bit Dinim Deraisa. So he said, after he made a whole Siyam, so he said, one can ask a question, why did he learn Brachas? On the level of Deraisa, his Bittul Torah was only Talmud Torah Derabbanan. Maybe he should have learned Zerachim and Menachas, that Ruba Deruba is Dinim Deraisa, and 10% Dinim Derabbanan. It would have been all Talmud Torah, more Talmud Torah Deraisa. They quote this in the name of Adelvel Soloveitchik. That when you learn brachas, it's bittul Torah on the level of the rest. It's only Talmud Torah with the Rabban. Rabban Leib Simon apparently quoted this. Rabban Leib Simon disagrees, and that's what Rav Soloveitchik said also. No, the chovas agavra to observe the din of the Rabbanan is only with the Rabbanan. But the chepsel shel Torah it is on the level of the Raisa. And the Rambam Kemat Peferish says that in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't mention. I'd never heard from him that he should mention that Hakdamah Saram. But the Rambam sounds like he says like that. Well, Dinam Derabbanan constitute a Cheftzah Shal Torah on the level of the Raisa. So if you learn the Dinam Derabbanan, you're in fulfillment of Talmud Torah the Raisa, not just the Talmud Torah the Derabbanan. It's Bittul Torah min HaTorah, Talmud Torah min HaRabbanan. No, it's Talmud Torah min HaTorah, it's Talmud Torah. So if Mistama, that's the reason why I call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. If you want all the Dinam Derabbanan to blend in, to become part of the Torah Shabbal Peh, so you have to formulate the Dinam Rabbanan with building blocks that exist on the level of Deraisa. You have to use concepts in Mahalchim that exist on the level of Deraisa. So all the Dinam Rabbanan will be able to blend in. Rav Soloveitchik said, we do have such a thing that the Chovas HaGavra is only Midi Rabbanan, but the Chefs of Shalter it is Min HaTorah. So he brought a mocker from Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, many machloikis in Beis Shammai Mesila, Eilu Eilu Di Rilikim Chayim, when you learn Beis Shammai Shita, it's also a Kiyam HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. Not only because if you don't learn Beis Shammai Shita, you won't fully understand what Beis Hillel said. Even without that, Beis Shammai Shita, they were working with the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpem. What they say is the Cheftzah Shel Torah, even though there's no Chovas HaGavra at all, you're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. The Gemara said, Beis Shammai B'Makom Mesila Eina Mishnah, it's not even called the Sofik Koldhu, that you should have the right to be Mekel. So if it goes to Kutzler, it's Allah, they were Mekel Ba'ovel. They totally reject the Beisham Meshita. See, there's no Chavis Agavra at all. You're not allowed to follow Beisham Meshita. And nonetheless, Elo Be'er Adivu Lekim Chayim. It's a Cheftzel Shal Ter. So it says certainly over here by the Din of the Rabbanan that there's a Chavis Agavra mid the Rabbanan to observe this mitzvah. So certainly here, it blends in to become, it's a Cheftzel Shal Ter on the level of the rice. So Mesama, that's the reason why the Gemara has such a klal. Called the Tikkun Rabban came the Raisa Tikkun. The pattern after all the din of the Rabban and after the din of the Raisa should be able to blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh on the level of the Raisa. So Amir Eliyakim, what is it based on? So the Pashto says, it says on Aseres Hadibas, Al-Tasaka Malacha V'Gercha Hashem B'Sharecha. So the Gemara understands Gercha Hashem B'Sharecha doesn't go on a Ger Tzedek. Ger Tzedek is Atta. Atta applies to all of us. Atta doesn't only mean the people who are present in Har Sinai. Atta applies to all the Jewish people throughout all the generations. So the ger is included in Atta. So what is ger chashev b'sharecha? Gemara says that ger toshav. Ger toshav is a nochri, but just he accepted upon himself in the presence of a beznam shloshi Yisraelim that he will observe the Shevet mitzvahs that he's mechuyev to. So it says in the Chumash that there's a din of shvisa by a ger toshav. So how can it be? Well, we have a klal, Akam Sheshavas Chai Misa. It says in the end of Parshas Noach, Yom V'Laila Lo Ish Bosu, the Nochem are not allowed to observe Shabbos. How can it be that the Ger Toshav is Mechuyev? So the Gemara increases, has in the second parak increase, the Gemara has a big machlekes Satanoim. So one Tana says that Akam Sheshavas Chai Misa is only if he observes Shabbos like Shabbos. But if he observes Shabbos like Yontif, then he's not that smutter, and the Ger Toshav is mechuyev to observe Shabbos like Yom. The next Tana disagrees, and he says, no, that if the Nochri is going to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov, it'll also be in violation of Nochri Sheshavas, but he's allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. And Ger Toshav has to observe Ger Chashav B'Sherech, the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos. According to the first Tana, Ger Toshav is obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Yom Tov. According to the second Tana, he's obligated to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed. And the third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai disagrees. He says, no. If he's going to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed, there's also going to be Anisa Nochri Sheshabbos. Not allowed to. Ki Yisrael Bechol. The Ger Toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos at all. So that's the end of the Gemara. So Tosis and Yevamos asked the question, so what's black with the Pasuk and Aseres Adibas? It says, Ger Chashev B'Sharecha. It goes on Ger Toshav. So what does it mean? So Tosis says, no, it goes on Amir L'Ger Toshav. Amir L'Yakim is only the Rabbanat, but Amir L'Ger Toshav, if I ask Ger Toshav to do a Melach on my behalf, that's an Issa D'Araisa. That's an Issa D'Araisa. Amir to Anochri is not a Ger Toshav. That's only an Issa D'Rabbanat. So that's called the Tikkun Rabbanat. Ger D'Araisa Tikkun. On the books, there is a Pasuk. And the Aseres Adibas, the Amira the Ger Toshav would be an Issa Deraisa. And Amira the Nochri Stam is not a Ger Toshav, then it'll only be the Rabbanim.
Isn't it enough as a council of Shlichus Deraisa to be King Deraisa?
Right. Some Rishonim have it like that. Yes, Shlichus Akam Akuma, yeah, but that's only with the Rabbanim. Shlichus means that's the King Deraisa, Shlichus. Shlichus, yeah. The Achrayim all say that even if you hold like Shammai Hazokim, that Yesh Shalich Ledvar Aver Minat Torah, but not by Shabbos. They say Amir Le'akum is only with the Rabbanan. Let's say I ask another Jew, I ask an Ochri to do a Chilul Shabbos for me. Even the Shammai wouldn't say that Shammai Hazokim wouldn't say that Yesh Lich Dvar Aver by Shabbos.
But this happened Nafka Mina Le'gabi the Muslims that they're from. Based on those mandar.
Yeah, Rav Cook has a tshuva. He has in his sefer about shviyas. So they always used to sell for the purpose of Shemitah. They used to sell a land from the 1600s. They used to sell a land to a Christian.
Lepit.
So the shaila was then you should be in violation of Lois Hachanim. Sitlam Chanoi Bekarka. So they have the kulas. They have all the kulas. Why it's not a violation of Lois Hachanim. Rav Kook writes that one of the Rabbanim and his Bezin, when he was in Yafo, when he came from Europe, he originally came to be the Rabbi in Yafo. The Rabbi in Yafo before him was the one who put out the Siddur HaGro with Kabbalah, I forgot his name. He was a big Talmud Chacham.
Malton.
I don't think Malton. So he was the one He was the one who did had the mechira. So part of the job description was whoever takes over the Jewish center in Manhattan has to supervise the Manhattan area. That's part of their job. That's the definition. Because the previous rabbi, that's where they made the area of the Jewish center in Manhattan. So whoever took over the Rabbanus and Yafo, that's part of the job description. You have to supervise at the Mechira for Shemitah purposes. The Rav Kook didn't invent it. It was from the 1600s, and the rabbi before him. The Badats told the people they better go for the Heta Mechira. Because the first year, the whole Hishtal Shal Sadvarim, when they first had the first Jewish religious Moshav in Eretz Yisrael, so the Badats told them they shouldn't go for Heta Mechira. So they didn't. And I think who was funding them? I think Rothschild. I think Rothschild was funding them. So, and the Rabbanim in Europe said they can have a Heta Mechira. So why aren't they working this year? So he was very upset. They're not making any money this year. So he has to give them more money to support them. So he didn't give them so much money that year. He was upset. So I think some of the children died because the doctor didn't come every week. And some of the behemoths died. That was a tragedy. Behemoths died. That was a Hefsit Merubah. So the Badats told them, next time, you better go for Heta Mechira, but we're not going to touch it. So go speak to the Rabban Yafo. So that's when they started Heta Mechira. In recent years, the Badats told the Balabatim in Maskeret Batya, in that Moshav. Batya was the Rothschild's mother's name. Her name was Beatrice, and the Yiddish name was Batya. So he saw, Rothschild visited Eretzel, saw that they were from the Balabatim. He gave them permission to use his mother's name for the Moshav. Now there are hardly any religious people there at all, Maskeret Batya, and not Shomer Shabbos either. But when it first started, that was the religious Moshav. Yeah. So Rav Kook quotes one of the Rabbanim on his Beis Din in Yafo. The name didn't ring a bell, so I don't remember who it was. He suggested a Chiddush. Why do you rely on the Kulis about Lo Sechane, and why do you sell the land to a Christian? Sell the land to a Muslim, and the Muslims, we know, believe in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, so maybe they have a din of a Ger Toshav, and that's why it's called Ger Toshav. There's no Yisrael Lo Sechonim. So if you sell to a Ger Toshav, so there won't be a Shaila in the first place. What do you have to rely on? The various Kulas, that it's a Toivaseinu, or it's only Lizman, whatever the various Kulas are that they have, and the Chinuch and others, Abnei Nezer, what do you need the Kulas? Sell to a a Ger Toshav, it won't be any. I think Gemara says Bizman Sheini Yevon Noeg. There's no din of Ger Toshav. So that's what this associate of Rav Kook and Yafo, this Talmud Chacham, said. Maybe that means if you need Kabbalah, he has to come and say in the presence of the Beis Din of three people that he accepts upon, he commits himself to observe the Shabbat Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So Bizman Sheini Yevon Noeg, it can't be the Kabbalah Ger Toshav. But maybe it's an umdat and muchach. We all know that the Muslims subscribe to the Sheva Mitzvah Vinerach. So maybe you don't need a Kabbalah. So maybe all the Muslims have a din of Ger Toshav automatically. But then you have a problem. Then you can't use him as a Shabbos Goy. If he's a Ger Toshav, then it's an Issa Deraisa. All heterim to use a Shabbos Goy for Mokam Chodoshem B'Sakana or whatever. All the whole list of Kulas. Well, the Pharisees Sol HaMishnayim. Thank you. Pharisees Sol HaMishnayim has a whole list of the Kulas. All the kulas only apply when Amir Elakim is only the Rabbanon. So Mishum Yishev Eretzel Yitiru, Makam Sreifa, Hatzolus Kisri HaKadosh, all the kulas. But to have a din of Ger Toshav, it's an Issa Deraisa, so it's only Mutav Makam Sofek Sakona. So he said, Rav Kook has a kvetched tshuva, it's very doichik. So he splits between the definition of Ger Toshav and the Ger to Shabbos and the definition of Ger Toshav and the Ger to Lo Sechonim. The Ger to Lo Sechonim, if we know that he subscribes to the Sheva Mitzvah, even if he didn't have a Kabbalah b'fnei Beis Din, that's good enough. I'm going to get the Shabbos, you have to have the formal acceptance in front of a Beis Din. I'm not so familiar. Someone told me that a Talmud Chacham told me, he looked through all the tshuvas of Rav Kook to see what he's all about, and he says all the tshuvas are normal. They said the Chazon Ish used to encourage people to learn the tshuvas of Rav Kook, it's traditional kulas. So this Talmud Chacham told me, except for this tshuva, there's a very far fetch. This one about the split between the Ger Toshav over here and Ger Toshav over there by Shemitah. It was a Shas Hatchan. Anyway, so that seems to be the Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Amir Eliakim is a Nisa de Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun that by Ger Toshav, Amir the Ger Toshav, Tosis and Yavamas writes that's a Nisa Deraisa. It's interesting, the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. Somebody asked him, the Hasidim don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So they asked them, it's a machlokes in the Rishonim. So how are they so? So why do you follow the Zohar? It's a serious shalom, a batel mitzvah tefillin. How are they so convinced? There's no Gemara b'feris. So he said, there's often a Gemara that the halacha is like Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that Chol HaMoed is an ois. The whole shaydus k'shatim lo sal yadecha yatsu shabbos v'yamtem she'en guf an ois. So Shabbos Yontem is an ois. So the Shabbos by the Chol HaMoed is also an ois. That's what Tosfos has in the discussion. Is Chol HaMoed an ois or not? So he says, it's an often a Gemara. This Gemara increases on Daf Tes. The first Tana held that only Shabbos is an ois. And the Pasuk says, Beni and Ben Bnei Yisrael oisi li oilom. Only Beni and Ben Bnei Yisrael. The Nochem are not allowed to observe Shabbos because it's an ois. And he quotes the Zohar that the maid in the royal palace has the keys to all the rooms and all the bedrooms. But if the king and the queen are in bed together, and the maid is going to come into the room, he's going to behead her, he's going to kill her. So on Shabbos is Beni Ben Bnei Yisrael, only for the Jewish people with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If the Nochem are going to observe Shabbos, they're like the maid barging in the bedroom, and the Nochem Shabbos, Chayiv Misa. So that's only if you're talking about an ois. Shabbos, Beni Ben Bnei Yisrael, ois Olam, Shabbos is an ois. So the three-way Machlokes HaTanaim is, what's called an ois? So the first Tana holds, if the Nochrim, if the Ger Toshe will observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos, that will be a violation, because Shabbos is an ois, Beni Ben Bnei Yisrael, ois Ili Olam. So the Nochrim can only observe Shabbos, the Ger Toshe can only observe Shabbos like we observe Yontov. Next Tana says, what are you talking about? Yontov is also an ois. He has to observe like Chol HaMoed. The third Tana is Reb Shimon bar Yochai, and he's Reb Shimon bar Yochai, he's the author of the Zohar. And the Gemara says, "Halachik Reb Shimon bar Yochai, that Chol HaMoed is also an ois." And if the Ger Toshe is going to observe Shabbos like we observe Chol HaMoed, it'll also be in violation of Nochi Shishov. Chol HaMoed is an ois. So he said, the Bavli Paskan is like the Zohar. The Bavli said, "Halachik Reb Shimon bar Yochai." That Gemara increases.
Is that
Dav Nezer? Dav Nezer,
yeah.
Dav
Nezer, Chayav Misa.
Yeah, yeah.
Connected to Marshall.
That was
the Marshall that rejects this and says even if he would be standing and screaming, we would not listen to him.
Who would be standing this week?
Rav Shimon bar Yochai.
Okay. So if a nochri to do malacha for us is the gzera de rabbanon. Kein deraisa, that there's a din amira the guy toshav is an isa deraisa. What if the nochri does malacha on his own? So the Gemara says a difference. If the nochri does the malacha for himself, then we're permitted to be nene from. But if the nochri does malacha, shalav muktzah, you have to figure out it shouldn't be muktzah. But if the nochri does malacha b'shvil Yisrael, then the Gemara says that there's an isa. So I remember when we learned that Gemara, Sir Rav Soloveitchik raised a question. What's the din of malacha shanasas me'ilaha? Is nochri shas malacha b'shvil Yisrael is the oiser? If he did it on my behalf, then it's also. But if it happened by itself, a malacha happened by itself. There's no is only nochri shas malacha b'shvil Yisrael. But he said, no, even a malacha shanasas me'ilaha is also also. Nochri shas malacha b'shvil nochri. If he did it on behalf of himself, on behalf of another, then it's a matir. Which is it? So on the first daf in Beitza, the Gemara talks about why is Beitza Shinolda beyond the Basura Bachim. So the Gemara has four different opinions. So one Amara says it's part of the big Zera of Paris Anoshim. One Amara says it's part of the big Zera of Mashkin Shazavim. So you see from the Gemara, there are two different Zeras. Mashkin Shazavim, Paris Anoshim, two different Zeras. The Gemara says, why does he hold this Paris Anoshim? Why not Mashkin Shazavim? The Gemara gives a whole explanation. It's clearly two different Zeras. But then there's a Melchamas later in Perek Ein Sodin in Beitza, where the Melchamas thinks that Peres HaNoshim, Ashken Shazavu is all one and the same Gzeira. There were four Amoroim on the first daf in Beitza. Why Beitza Shenolda is awesome? So we assume that Beitza Shenolda is awesome because of Noilad, because of Muktzah, because of Noilad, the whole discussion. The two who said once that Peres HaNoshim, Ashken Shazavu, they disagree with each other. They both agree that it's two separate Gzeiras. There's not a one big Gzeira, Malacha Shanasas Me'ilaha. It could be the other Amoraim, the other two Amoraim on the first Daf, who say because of Muktzah. It could be that, or because of Hachana de Rabbah. It could be that they hold Mashkin, Shazav, Peres HaNoshkin, one in the same Gzeira. Tosis keeps on explaining, no, they're two different Gzeiras, because Bekal, it's very easy to squeeze at the Peres. But if it's a difficult malacha, by the time he's going to get a ladder and begin to do the malacha, they really remind himself that it's Shabbos. You walk in a pardes, you can easily pluck off an apple, and then you're going to realize, if he plucked it off, that today's Shabbos, what did I do? So Tosis learns that that's a separate gzeirah. It doesn't apply to all malacha shenasa meila. But the Ramban in Ein Tzadin raises a possibility that maybe it's one big gzeirah. Any malacha shenasa meileha is asam on Shabbos. The only time it's mutter is in the achri shasam malacha b'shvil nachri. That's a matir. But if a malacha shenasa meileha will be an iser.
So why would timers be allowed nowadays?
Oh, exactly. So if he set up a system that the light goes on Shabbos, I didn't do chilul Shabbos, so why not say it's malacha shenasa meileha? There's a big shaila. Are you allowed to set up a timer that the light should go on Shabbos?
When first started. Connected to that?
Shvisas Kalim, we paskin. There's no Shvisas Kalim. Okay. They shall me hold from Shvisas Kalim. We don't hold from that. But the Shaila, in Europe, they had.
Why wouldn't there be Gzeru parents that know Shulmash and Shazavu and Gadol and that way? That's also Malacha Nasas Meila.
If he begins on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
If he set up a system that the Malacha begins on Erev Shabbos, the sprinkler for the lawn. Or you have the wool and you put it in the vat of dye and it starts absorbing on Erev Shabbos. That's machlekes bisham and bisil. So we pass like bisil. It began on Erev Shabbos. That's muta. But when they first started, they instituted the Shabbos clocks. So there was a big machlekes in Europe in the Torah journals from the yeshivas that they put out. They had a big machlekes. Maybe Basil will only disagree with Beis Shammai that you're allowed to set up the system if the melacha begins on Friday and continues into Shabbos. But if you set up a system that the lights are going to go on Shabbos morning at 10:30 before you come home from shul, maybe even Basil will agree that you're not allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. So that was a big machlekes in Europe.
Which journals is this? In fact, we were trying to find some material on this. We couldn't.
Rav Zevin has three volumes that are called Sofer Misfarim.
Oh, okay.
He used to write every week. He used to be Mizrahi had a newspaper Hatzofer. I think they're out of business a long time already. So he used to have a weekly Katlam or book review. Uh-huh. So for a few years, so he took the best or all. I don't know. He took a lot of those book reviews, uh-huh. all Svarim, and he put them all together. So when they put out the Pirush Harama Mamasech Shabbos, some I forgot his name right now. He was from the Rabbanut, and he did a lot of work in Jewish history. He put out this Ksav Yad of the Pirush HaRambam on Masech HaShabbos, not written in Arabic and not written in Hebrew, it's written in Aramaic, like the Yad Ramah. And the Pirush HaRambam, the Ksav Yad only goes up to the beginning of the second parak. They don't have the rest. But he has on the end of the first parak, so the Bishamai and Nachleg, the Bishamai and Bisilo. So the Rambam has a paragraph there, and he says three times in the paragraph, L'chumra, that the only time the Beis Hillel permitted is if the Melacha began on Erev Shabbos and continues into Shabbos. But if you set the system up, how could he envision such a system? How did he imagine such a thing? Set up a system that the Melacha is going to begin in the middle of Shabbos, even Beis Hillel agreed that it's also. Rav Zevin quotes this Torah journals in Europe from years before, before the First World War, I think. And then the majority said Lahakal, so they accepted Lahakal. Then when they published this Pirush HaRambam, the Rambam said that it's Aser, so the Rabbanim discussed it over again. They raised the issue again. They decided that since this Ksav Yad was missing for so many centuries, so we're going to leave the Psak. We paskin Lahakal based on the Roiv. We're going to leave the Psak, but even though the Rambam says not, so we're going to ignore the Rambam.
So
that's how the Chazon Ish had a general comment on the whole Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah reverses the Psak HaMekubal Kamat on every single page on the Aruch Chaim, and he got away with it. And Mary Wolfen reverses the Psak because of the Maram Chalva that they printed, or the Meiris, or the Rav Yo, whatever, all the new Kisveyat. So he says he doesn't think that we have to reverse the Psak because of the new Kisveyat that they discovered. In HaShemayim, it was missing for so many centuries. So in this Tama they meant that we should leave the Psak HaMekubal. Yeah.
Speaker Reisman, recently he was ma'ir the shayla of artificial intelligence that they're coming out with, that the systems in the house are going to learn from your habits, whatever you do during the week or during the year, what you're going to do when, so they'll have the lights automatically open when you come. They'll have the coffee ready when you want. They'll have the air conditioner running when you want. So he was married to Shiloh. Maybe it should be us or you going in, or because even though there's no action, what happens is that it sets it off. Then maybe it should be us. So I said it was no different than timers, because the only difference is if we're going to be mechalik that there's no problem with personation by timers because you did a etzem maise beforehand to show muchacha milsa. But over here there's no shtick, there's no muchacha milsa, so maybe
you probably set it up.
You don't set it up. It learns from you automatically. You don't even know it.
But Tama has to set it up.
So that's called setting up. And then I have a yadiya that it's happening is enough. It's a
mashavu. I set it up. No.
I don't set up anything.
Once a lifetime. You set up once for 50 years.
The companies program it.
No, let's say you buy a house. That's enough. You buy a smart house, for instance.
If it would be such a thing. So when you move in, then it learns your habits. So you're doing the ma'aseh. There's an Amukhi Yosef in Baba Kama has this famous kasha.
Timers we have now, the lights, you can set them up, they go on before Shabbos, and then they go off, then they go on. So doesn't that help that it starts before Shabbos?
But let's say it doesn't.
It goes off at 1 o'clock at night when everyone's gone to sleep. So you light a candle. A candle only burns for 5, 6, 7, then it goes out. So I light the light, it's only going to be lit for 6 hours, then it's going to go out. Then it goes on in the morning, so that malacha starts in the middle of Shabbos. So the answer, Al Pi Pashtus, is what you just said. If I set it up in advance, then the Mukhiyasu said it's considered as if I did the whole thing on Erev Shabbos. It's not called the malacha shenasis meila, because the Mukhiyasu has the famous kasha. If you hold, we paskin like Rabbi Yechon, Isha Mishum Chitza, Machlokes with Isha Mishum Amona, Isha Mishum Chitza, we paskin Isha Mishum Amona for sure. And very often it'll also be Isha Mishum Chitzav. It's both. Sometimes only Mamona, sometimes it's even Chitzav. So the Mukhi Yosef has the famous Kasha, Isha Mishum Chitzav. So when a woman benches licht on Erev Shabbos and it continues to burn into Shabbos, it's considered as if she's doing it, so then she's Machal Shabbos. So the Achrayim all give the teretz that there's no Chilul Shabbos B'Shei Be'Altas. If you're completely passive on Shabbos, that can't be called a Malach. That's Gemara's like that, and Rashi on Sanhedrin, when the Mishnah on Sanhedrin says, Mechalas al Shabbos is Chayv Skil, I think it's Samach Vav and Manala. Rashi says, Mechalas Shabbos al Yidei Maisa. That's the ABC of Malach al Shabbos. The Achrayim give that teretz. There's no Malach al Shabbos B'Shei Be'Altas. Rav Soloveitchik was so used to the teretz from the Achrayim, he always used to say incorrectly that the Mukhi Yosef answers, there's no Chilul Shabbos. That's not what the Mukhi Yosef answered. He attributed it to the Mukhi Yosef. That's the only answer that he knew. But the Mukhi Yosef gives a different answer. He says, when the Balabasta lights the candles on Erev Shabbos, whatever happens, it burns for 7 hours, whatever happens, considered as if she did everything before. And he says, Halacha L'maisa, the following din. He says, if a person is an arson, and he takes a torch and he makes a fire and the whole city burns down. Took 20 hours, the whole city burns down. The guy who lit the fire gets a heart attack and he dies a minute after he made the fire. The fire keeps on burning for hours and hours and it makes a hefsed of millions of dollars. So he says it's considered as if he did the whole hezek before he died. And you can collect from the karkos. You can collect from the karkos. So the Ramah quotes that Allah Halamaisa. He quotes that the Mukhi Yosef. That if a person got a heart attack after he lit the fire.
Or he burned himself.
Yeah. That you have to pay. The Tzais thinks that we shouldn't pass on like that, the Mukhi Yosef. We shouldn't accept like that. But Luchar, if you should accept, Tzais is not happy with that, the Mukhi Yosef. He thinks that Tzais disagrees. But if you should accept that, the Mukhi Yosef, so the lights that go on Shabbos morning, it's not called the Malacha Shanasis Meleah. It's a Malacha Lachazman. The person who lit the person who set the system on Erev Shabbos did the Malacha on Erev Shabbos. The Malacha was done on Erev Shabbos, not that it happened by itself. But if you have Paris on Erev Shemashkin Shazavu, then it's a Malacha Shanasis Meleah. So the Ramban on Perikain Sodan and the Mulchamas, he thinks that the Amoraim there hold that it's one big Zera, Malacha Shanas Meleah. Is also us, the only time it's mutter of Akum Shas Malacha Bishwilakum. The Bishwilakum is a matir. Not that Bishwil Yisrael is the Oyser. Bishwilakum is a matir. I was standing over last night to a group. I once visited for on a Shabbos to a Balabas in Montreal. I forgot his name. So he told us a story. His father was a prominent Mizrahi leader. His father had a beautiful library. And when Rav Herzog was the chief rabbi and he visited in Montreal, so he stayed by his father on Shabbos. And the father was very proud of his library, had a lot of old swarms. So he was showing Rav Herzog. But they didn't have the lights on in the room with the library. So Rav Herzog took it to the window and he was squinting to see what this farm were all about. So they had a non-Jewish maid. So the non-Jewish maid came on and she turned on the light. Like she always did. Whenever they needed the light, she turned on the light. So Rav Herzog walked out of the room. So the non-Jewish maid asked the Baal Bas, what did I do? What's wrong? So he told her that, strictly speaking, we're not allowed to get Hana, we're not allowed to benefit from the light. If you would have turned on the light for your own purposes, then we'd be able to use the light. But since you turned it on for the rabbi, so that's how we walked out of the room. So many years go by, the father died, and the son is a big Mizrahi leader, and he yarshin the father's Yerusha, the library, and he yarshin the Goyisha maid. So now Rabbi Gorin is the chief rabbi. So Rabbi Gorin visits for Shabbos by the son. And the son is showing him his library, but it's dark in the library because the son doesn't, not so much into learning. So he's taking this one to the window to read. So the Goyisha maid comes in. They used to have gigantic magazines, Life and Look, very big magazines. She turns on the light and she sits down for 5 minutes and she's reading Life magazine. And then she tiptoes out after 5 minutes. So Rabbi Gorin asks, what's going on over here? Why did she come in for 5 minutes? So the Baal Bas tells him, because when Rabbi Herzog was here, he walked out when she turned on the light. And we explained to her that if she turns on the light for her own purposes, then we're allowed to get Hanor from her. Turns it on for us, then we're not allowed to get Hanor from her. Yeah.
Someone recently gave a talk and quoted in Adam Gadol that electricity in the incandescent lamps, electricity every second, 50 times the current goes and comes. So the mice, if you turn on the light, the mice of the light now is a separate mice from what your mice was, because you only did the first 1/50th of a second. Is there such any makom for such a swara?
Pashtus is that koyach hacham yura boy, we learn that from isha mishem chitzav to kol ha-tera kula. Pashtus in the Gemara. Ishim Shem Chitzav is not only a din. The Agos Hagro on that daf in Bavakama, daf Chag Beis, daf Chag Gimel, he says that the Shitas Hagoinim is, the Biskarov has the Shitas Hagoinim is, that Rabbi Yechanan Shita, the Ishim Shem Chitzav, is called Adam HaMazik, is only for Nezikin. It doesn't apply in Kol HaTerukum. And Tosfos and Sanhedrin disagrees. Pashtus in the Gemara is not like that. The Gemara says if you hold the Ishim Shem Chitzav, so if you made a whole strafe of Sarim Kedisha Shul Chavera, the Eved loses his life, I'm chayiv misa for killing the Eved, and then it'll become Levi the Rabbi, and I won't have to pay for the whole Godish. So the Gemara said, that's if you hold Isha Mishim Chitzav. So you say, Isha Mishim Chitzav is a din and call it Tarkula, not just by Nezikin, even applies to chayiv misa by Ritzeach, and it makes it come Levi the Rabbi, and that's what Taisa says. So the Biskarov dug up a Chidush Yaharan Abikiz. He quotes a Chidush Aran Sanhedrin on the Sugya of Ratzeach, who gives a different interpretation in that Gemara. He thinks that the Iker Sheet, I don't know what he thinks, he's explaining the Sheet is Hagadim. He's not saying Halacha Maisa. He said the Goyim are of the opinion that Isha Mishim Chitzav is only a Prat in the Zikin, doesn't apply to Kol HaTerukula, and the Kom Levi the Rabbin is Akzeres HaKosu, that it applies there. But it doesn't apply in Kol HaTerukula. But Taisa holds that you should even say Isha Mishim Chitzav by Shechita. Taisel said it should apply in Kol HaTerukum.
Yeah, but Hano is a Metzias, and right now it's a different Hano. Maybe it's not the same light. But maybe even Taisus would agree that Legabe Hano, that's Mischadish.
No, if someone turns on the light, so whatever follows when that's flicked up the switch.
It's Mesiachis to him, but the Hano that you're getting now, you're not getting a Hano from Isser. Maybe that's what this Rav is saying.
It's a different light. It's a different fire.
It's a different fire. So maybe it's Mesiachis to him, like Abi Isuri Shabbos, Abbas the Gavra. But as the Etzem Hano, maybe that's who he's tining. It's different. Rav Bitzin of Bishol tines this. It's his Sfora. That he says that any Hano that you're getting by Bisholakum, any Hano that you're getting from Hano on Shabbos, and if it's coming from electricity, it's a new current coming.
But I set up the whole thing. Let's add baked matzahs.
So he says it's no good either.
Okay, but we all eat.
We all hold. Yeah, I'm saying it's a shita yachida. We're just trying to. Okay.
So we assume halacha ma'aseh that Mashiach matzah is acceptable, that it's lishma.
Yeah, yeah. He thinks on all of this.
I push the button, so it goes for 12 hours. So all the matzahs are considered as if I did it lishma. It's not that I had ma'aseh. Everything relates back to me. But Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He wasn't aware, apparently, wasn't aware of this in Europe that they had this machloikas. He just says he thinks if the Tanoim would have lived in our generation, they would have prohibited Shabbos clocks to turn on lights on Shabbos, everything. He thinks all of this should be awesome. And he says, Ayetz Bekubel HaHetera. So he says, Ungerum HaHetera is turning on lights because that enhances, quote, Shabbos. But when again, let's say a person has a, there's a football game on TV on Shabbos. And he wants to watch it, but he can't watch on Shabbos. So he has, he sets up a system in the basement that it's going to record the football game. He'll be able to watch after Shabbos. And nobody sees it. No one's in the basement. No one's there. So Moshe thinks that you're not allowed to. That to set up a system on Erev Shabbos, that a malacha will take place on Shabbos, really you shouldn't do it like the Rambam. Like the Rambam wrote in his Pirush HaMasechah Shabbos. He
I'm
thinks
sure
the minig is lahokel, that's only because it enhances quote Shabbos. Exactly. How does it enhance quote Shabbos? You can leave on the lights the whole Shabbos. Why does it enhance quote Shabbos that it should go on in the middle of Shabbos?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Oh, so it could be that he meant someone has to sleep in that room. Years ago, the Jews were not so wealthy, so we used to have smaller. I had 9 children in a very small apartment. And some of them slept in the hallways, and then when they woke up in the morning, we hid the beds, put the beds away somewhere. So it could be that someone has to sleep in that room. Or Inam Yeshlaimer, it could be. I remember. They couldn't afford. The Jews couldn't afford to leave the lights on. The religious Jews were poor. They couldn't afford to leave the lights on the whole Shabbos.
The two things going on. The Maschin Shazavu was when the Malacha started on Shabbos.
Yeah.
And the Ramban is saying it, Bechlal the Gezeira, it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Then the Rambam is talking about when it's also just started on Shabbos, right? That's Lechor with the Rambam, this Pesha Mishnah. He's saying that's D'Oraisa. Shvisas Kedem is a Din D'Oraisa. The Beishamai, it's D'Oraisa, not D'Rabbanan, no?
Yeah, I don't think he means that according to Beisil and Sanisa, D'Oraisa.
So, and then there's a third degree. And then we're just talking about let's say, setting up the time clocks or whatever. That's when it was started from before Shabbos. That's not the same Nekuda, right? That's not the
no,
same.
No, let's say the lights were on Leil Shabbos and then went off, then they go on again Shabbos morning.
But it was set up before. That doesn't, yes, no, there's at the same
time. The Rambam was talking, it was set up on Erev Shabbos. He set up a whole system with
the
Malachim.
That's not Mashiach Zavu Parish, that's a notion. That's when Mamash everything happened on Shabbos, right?
Mashkin Zob is a question of being also to be Nana from it.
Yeah.
We're talking about setting it up.
Different
Shilas, right?
So when it goes off and then it goes on Shabbos, the Rebbe is saying that what? That it's Ki'ilu, the whole thing is on Shabbos? Even though it was set up before?
You set up a system that the Havar is going to begin on Shabbos.
So that would be Dome to what? What's the timing? That would be Dome to.
Basila, the Rambam writes in the Pirush in his Pirush HaMasech Shabbos that if Basila would agree to Beis Shammai, then it should be awesome at the Rabbanim. I don't think it means awesome at the. If he set up a system
and
on Erev Shabbos,
and everyone says that's the Ramban also, maybe that's the opinion in Itzadin.
No, the Ramban says about the Issa B'dievet. You're not allowed to be Nene from a Malacha Shanasas Meilev on Shabbos. He understands that Mashkan Shizol Peres on Noshim is one Issa. Even though the first daf and beitza, the Gemara says they're two separate Yisurim, that's according to those two Amorim. But the other Amorim could be that they're all like the Ramban. It's one big Issa, Malacha Shanas Meila, also Lihonis Mimena.
There might be one big Issa, it's just they have Dharma to beitza. It has a Machlokes, why is Dharma to beitza?
It's a
Gemara Mishra. No, there's not necessarily two. No, each Amora has a different reason, maybe why it's Dharma to beitza, but not necessarily a different Zero. Maybe the Midas is the same Zero.
It doesn't sound like. No, it doesn't sound like one. Each one says that this is a separate gzera, that's a separate one. Thinks that Beitza Shenolda is similar to that.
Right.
It goes if it's a general din malacha shenas meileva, so you have to determine whether extracting an egg from a hen
is that
a malacha or not? Yeah.
And Ramosha is coming out at Amir Lako. Ramosha, what does he call it? The time clock. So he calls it Amir Lako.
Just like the Chachamim prohibited Amir Eliakim, he says he thinks if they would have lived in our generation, he would have prohibited this. He thinks he shouldn't do it.
Didn't he say also maybe that there are lights or some mekilim?
That what?
That's a reason. Another reason. That's just that.
That's the second.
If
there are lights by lights, the reason why he says by lights it's mutter, or it's
because it enhances quote Shabbos. Yeah.
There was so he says even in Amir Lakum, even by Amir Lakum, he said that.
So
I'm sure people have asked for Schefter in the past about having the people are very machped on their coffee, a fresh coffee from these machines.
Yes.
So they want to have it time. They want a timer set to have their coffee ready on Shabbos. Would that be allowed? Halacha l'maisa.
So in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosa, he quotes from the Melamed Lohoyel, who said that it's mutter. But the Melamed Lohoyel in the Hagdamah to the Sefer, the son writes, my father passed away, and I have all these tshuvas written by my father, and he gave it to a Talmid Chacham to put it in order, to put it together. So that's a question. Whenever you have a Sefer, that tshuvas that are published after the author died, maybe he changed his mind. Maybe the whole tshuva isn't complete. Maybe there's something missing. It happens that the tshuva that he wrote is about a hospital. That was the shayla. They want to set up a system that the food should get warmed up on Shabbos. Maybe for Chol Hashem B'Sakana there's more room to be mekel. And the Chazon Ish has in a sefer about HaChazara. Yeah. That's why I'm going to talk about Matzoi Shabbos for the group of Mechanchim for learning the dinim of HaChazara. So the Chazon Ish holds that to set up a system on Erev Shabbos, that the food would get cooked on Shabbos, the fire will go on, he thinks that that's an Isar of HaChazara. You can violate HaChazara B'Sheva Al-Tasi, even though you don't lift a finger on Shabbos. If something is a malacha on Shabbos, there are three things that are awesome. There are malachas deraisa, there are malachas derabbanan, and then there are gzeris. The malacha derabbanan has to be b'kum b'yasei. There's no malachas B'Sheva Al-Tasi. But gzeris, it depends how the gzera was formulated. Sometimes you only violate the gzera b'kum b'yasei. Sometimes you can violate the gzera b'shei v'altasa. That's a person leaves food on the fire and they have Shabbos without a blech. So when Shabbos enters and there's no blech, he's in violation of Shehiya. He didn't do anything on Shabbos, but it was in Isar on Erev Shabbos. He didn't violate anything on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos enters and his food, his raw food, is on the fire getting cooked, then he's in violation of Shehiya. Rabbi Kivega has the shaila whether Mekach HaMemka is a gzera shem ha-yichto. Can you violate Mekach HaMemka b'shei v'altasa? Let's say I place an order that they should buy shares in a company. I wanted the kinyan to be chal on Shabbos morning. So the kinyan takes effect on Shabbos morning. The Rikavega thinks that it's awesome. That's the shalom when our Pesach Chali is b'Shabbos. And the rabbi sells the chametz the day before Erev Pesach. So does he make the kinyan that should be chal on Erev Pesach in the morning at 10:30 when everybody finished eating the chametz? So according to Rabbi Kivega, you're not allowed to do that. That's an Isser of Mekach HaMemka is a Gzeira. Rabbi Kivega thinks he can violate it B'Shei V'Altasa, even though you know, then he couldn't be Asay on Shabbos. And most of the Rabbanim don't do like that. Most make the Mecher, that it, the Mechir HaSchamet, that it should be Chal on Shabbos morning against Rabbi Kivega. According to Rabbi Kivega, you have to say, all the Chamet should be sold to the Nachri today, on the day before Erev Pesach, which chametz, whatever will be ascertained, whatever will be left over tomorrow morning, after the meal is over, the kinyan should be chal today. So that's an issue of brera. Usually we say, Badinim deraisa im brera, Badinim rabban yesh brera. So Yidach Redim says, since you're about the chametz, so in the Torah, the bittel takes care of the whole problem about your Rabbi Matzei. So you're just worried about the din derabbanan, that you're not allowed to rely on bittel. So din derabbanan, you say yesh brera. It's very difficult. You're not. You're talking about a mechira. Mechira is an institution deraisa. What problem you want to solve? Maybe the problem is a problem derabbanan, but you're making a mechira. Mechira is a din deraisa. So the din should really be ein brera. Then the further issue: are you really mevatel all the chametz that you're selling? Bittel chametz means kafra d'alma. I couldn't care less. When couldn't care less, you're charging the goy money. In making a document, you're selling a chametz to the goy, he has to pay however much it's worth. If he wants to keep it, he doesn't want to sell it back, he has to pay money. So you are treating it like yours. You're not really mevatel the chametz that you're selling.
I think the prayer is going on what he...
What the kinyan is chal on. So we hold the embrayer.
Not just the leftovers, but everything, right?
Wait,
it's one by second.
No, you're only selling the chametz that's going to be left over tomorrow morning, but you're selling it today.
Yeah.
So you're relying on Breira. So we say, Benegeta Dinim Daraisa in Breira. Now most of the Rabbanim don't follow Rabbi Kivik. Most of the Rabbanim, they have two different nuschos. When our Pesach holds Bishop, most of the Rabbanim sell a chametz on the day before our Pesach. Should be chal tomorrow morning. So the Kinyan Chalipin is not chal, that's Kolsa Kinyan. It makes six Kinyan. Kinyan Chalipin is not chal, Kolsa Kinyan. But the other five Kinyan are chal. Chatzu with the Agav and so on, yeah.
Going back to the Shabbos lights and the coffee maker, if you do it every day, you leave the Shabbos lights every day, and the coffee is programmed every day, then you solve the problem. Because it's not the Havana for Shabbos, it's for every day also.
I don't think so. My food got warmed up because I set up this a year ago, 10 years ago. I set up a system that the food is going to get reheated on Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish suggests that that should be an Isser of HaChazara.
Going to a hotel, fills up 500 cups on Shabbos morning, takes one cup for himself. Does that help?
So who does?
The guy fills up the hotel. He takes one cup for himself. Does that help anything?
I don't think so. He does everything for the Jews. He does for
whoever. But he's doing it for himself. I just made 500 cups worth in case I'm thirsty.
Yeah, he's not going to drink 500 cups. Rav Soloveitchik told the story that once the Rabbanim had a conference over Shabbos. They stayed in a hotel. So one of them wanted a hot cup of coffee. So he saw the Nochri, went into the kitchen, and he put a kettle on the fire, he cooked the water, and he made himself a cup of coffee. So one of the Rabbanim ran in into the kitchen after the Nochri left, and he took the leftover hot water in the kettle and made himself a cup of tea on Shabbos morning. So he said his grandfather Rav Chaim taught that it's osa, because there's a Mishnah in Kira in the third parak. He mamish Nochri tos malacha bishvil atzmo. He did from he can't say gzeir shem yarbe bishvilo. He didn't even know the Rav went in. He didn't even know that the Rabbi, the Goy, didn't know the Rabbi was going to take. Can't say gzeir shem yarbe bishvilo. So he said his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that it wasn't permissible, because the Mishnah says Ma'ishe ba'anshei Tveria, that they set up a whole system that the water got warmed up on Shabbos, and the Chachamim said Anshei Tveria did shaloi kedin cham shuchnu b'Shabbos asurim b'shtiya. So he said Rav Chaim thought that it's a separate gzeir. No stuff on the general din that a nochri shas malacha b'shvil yisod not allowed to get hanoa b'shvil atzmi you're allowed to get hanoa. Yeah, they said exactly. Cham shulchna b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to get on.
Wow.
So he thought that it's not permissible. Doruch Hashulchan writes lahakel.
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, it could be Doruch Hashulchan was the one. He didn't say who. He just said one of the rabbanim went into the kitchen, and he said Rav Chaim was upset. He said that it's a separate issue. He thought it was a separate issue.
But the Chazon Ish says lagabi the coffee or everything else. There's problems with shehiya.
Chazar,
because shehi, it's mitzlamik virale. No, is coffee called mitzlamik virale?
If the water is still burning hot, then it's mitzlamik virale. It's just going to evaporate. But here, the water is not even hot; it's cold.
Why wasn't it considered?
But eventually,
it could be an issue. He wanted to aser, even if it's fully cooked, and it's ain bishalach habisha. Still, you're not allowed to do it.
But yes, even we would do the it. Coffee,
so you could put a, if you cover the knobs. According to some sheep, is covering the knobs.
Yeah,
would help Lagabi Chazara, according to Baron or others. So
no, but it was.
So would that be
Lagabi Shehiya, not Lagabi Chazara? You have to have more. You have to have Grufu Ketum already. The Daita Lachzor learn it's time Lagamre.
So you don't. Let's say for Sfardim, they don't have Daita Lachzor. Do you have any other problems of? Let's say you made a Gorfu
Ketum.
Gorfu Ketum is not enough to be Mata HaChazara.
Take it out of the fridge.
It's Shehiya.
It's the Ram.
Yeah.
Rebbe, what about Rebbe?
I remember I used to give a shiur every Thursday night for a group of Balabatim in Paramus. The appointment is the rabbi in the Shul in Paramus. It was a branch of Broyas at that time. So we learned Kiram. Once a week we learned Kiram. So every week, I assume they probably forgot what we learned last week, a whole week in between. So every week we got to start from the beginning. So it took us forever till we finished we made a big party when we finished Perikiris. I remember when we discussed this issue, so I had Titus at the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosu, says his mutter set up a system and the coffee gets cooked on Shabbos. So one of the Balabatim who attended the shiur, he used to drive me in from New York, he said, send him a letter. We learned together in Germany. Send him a letter, he'll answer. So I sent him a letter, he never answered. And then he came to New York once. He called me on the phone, says hello. I said hello. And I don't know why he called me to say hello. Shalom Aleichem, I said, Aleichem Shalom. And then he was in Broyers the next morning. So everybody's waiting to talk to him, and then I waited also. I said hello. He didn't bring up the issue. I don't know why he called me. But in the new editions, I don't think he changed it. I think he left it like that, Lehetera. Well, based on that, Melamed Lahoil, I didn't think that was right.
What would be the din of thermostats based on this? Is Neschama v'Shabbos or not?
Meaning, that what happened?
Basically, you have the hot water urns. They keep on a certain degree of heat.
Yeah.
It would have been cold by now if the thermostat wasn't there. Yeah. So you set it up, that's Neschama v'Shabbos. What would the Brisker have said?
It's getting better cold.
Has other left coming, but I want to know what would he say?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know.
Rabbi, what about the Mishnah in Trumas that says Hanoteh b'Shabbos b'Shegeg Yikayim? So why would you be Yikayim? At least you could save yourself and this is their Havana. Because if you're Yikayim it, so then now the Malach is going to happen Me'alel, that there's going to be some sort of Smichas of whatever your Notea, so you should get rid of it in order so you're not going to violate the Isidra Abano.
In order not to violate the Isidra Abano.
If the Malach is going to happen Me'alea now, meaning you put your Notea on Shabbos.
I already violated the Isidra Notea. Yeah.
So the mission, but the Mishnah says Yekayim.
Okay.
You could leave it.
If he did Bishagi.
But now there's still a potential that the Abano is going to be violated because the Malach is now going to happen when.
Like if you put in bread in the oven to bake, and then you realize if you got a Shabbos, then you take it out right away. So if you do Rediyas HaPas before Kriyas Hasponim, so you prevent the Malacha from occurring. So Samach Reinam Hol, that the same is true by. The same is true by Netea. Since it takes a while till the Hashrasha, if the Hashrasha takes place Bechol, then it's a Gloid Melsa Mafreya that there was a Malacha. And others disagree and say, no, you planted it on Shabbos, even if it didn't take root. Since in the normal course of events it would take root, that's already considered a Malacha right now. You don't have to wait till it gets a Hushrasha. And you won't accomplish anything by yanking it out, because you already did violate the Malacha. It's Machlokes, the Rashash,
and that's delivering packages, is that called a Dagdad Nafshi? In other words, if he's a FedEx or Amazon, whatever, he's delivering packages, he's being paid or whatever, is that, and it comes to your house.
I didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos.
I didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos.
It depends. If the one who sent it says, I want an overnight delivery.
No, he didn't say that. Let's say he didn't say that.
What did you say? 3-day delivery?
Well, let's say FedEx? It did. It says 2-day delivery, and you're doing it on Thursday.
It's both ways. In other words, yeah, let's say I said I wanted 3-day delivery, but the employee himself, so is it as far as I did in Nafshe? In other words, he's being paid by the company to do his job. He's going down, he's delivering 100, 200, or 500 packages.
Yeah.
So is that called being net? Is that he's doing the malacha for me, or is it adacted in Nafshe? In other words,
yeah, he's doing the malacha for me.
But he's
allowing.
You paid the company with kavanas, but he's a siryayim for the guy.
Yeah.
So is it more like kavanas or more like siryayim?
Wait, it's amir da amira. I asked the company to ask that person to deliver.
Is that considered amir da amira when it's hired in the same system?
I think that it is called.
He doesn't know your Jewish.
But that's the question, whether amir da amira accomplishes anything. That's
a
deal in
his route. He's just stopping on all the places of his route.
Yeah, he's
he doesn't know you're Jewish. He's
doesn't matter if he knows I'm Jewish. He's doing it on my behalf. He didn't do it for himself.
Unless you pay the company with kablonos. It's not like a regular amir. I pay the company with kablonos, and they can do their own.
Within reason, yeah. Within reason. They can't deliver it a month later. You need within a couple of days. So I didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos. Unless he asked for overnight delivery, yeah. But once he does it on Shabbos, then it's Noach Mishas Malach Bishvil Yisrael. He did it on my behalf.
Nowadays, he has to do it on Shabbos because everything is given to him, and he can even track it online where it's holding. Hmm. He can't just decide, I'm not doing this today. It'll jeopardize his job.
That's real Amir with it, okay. The only tzad l'hakel is the Amir and Amir.
Question. If you got him, so then you have the head of the Magen Ram, the Megazalik in there, the Begadus, didn't dafka for today. No need that for today to be nine. The Uman, mega the Uman.
Don't know. Yeah. Chinuch haktanim is a din deraisa. We have to tell our children that when they become bar mitzvah, they're not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos. We have to tell the children when they become bar mitzvah, they can't eat treif for food, and they have to say a bracha on all the food.
Din deraisa.
To be mechanach the children, to tell them that after your bar mitzvah, you're not allowed to do averus. We have to explain them. We have to teach them when they're youngsters what the din will be later. The din that he has to. The father has an obligation to see to it that the child observes Shabbos now, and the child doesn't eat treif for food now, and so on. That's only midirabban. That's chinuch midirabban. Chinuch min haTorah is only to tell him that when he's bar mitzvah, he's not allowed to do these things.
Is it not allowed, or mitzvah saseh? Chinuch deraisa is to do mitzvah saseh? What's the
so
rest?
That's a machloikis in Rishonim. The Gemara says in the end of Yivam, is kot nechon nevelis. Many passing like that opinion.
Okay.
The kid is eating tray for food, and we're not mechayiv to stop him. So all the Rishonim ask Akash, what happened to the din of chinuch? How can you let him eat the treifas? So the Rishonim have a big split. They give two terutz. So after the Rishonim say the din of chinuch is only mutal on the parents. The din of chinuch is not mutal on anybody else. But if the father sees the kid is eating treifas, the father is mitzvah lafrisha. If bezn acherim. So then there's no din of chinuch. And others say, not true. The din of chinuch is on everybody, or perhaps the din of chinuch is on the kid. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. When they made a din of chinuch midirabbanan, that the kid has to observe the mitzvahs, was that din derabbanan instituted others or the parents, two versions, either others or the parents are mechayiv to be mechanach to the child, the adults are mechayiv to be mechanach to the child, or the child is a bar chiyuvim. That's the question. Let's say the child ate a whole meal kedei svia. The father was bar mitzvah. The child before bar mitzvah ate kedei svia, and the father ate the bread only because I is less than kedei svia. So do you say they're both on the same level of chiyuv? Chiyuv. They're both chayiv with the rabban at the bench, so the cotton can be mitzvah the father with the bench. And that's the girsan that we have in the Gemara. And the other rishonim, the Ramban didn't have that girsan. Kivega on the side of the Gemara points out the Ramban didn't have that girsan. He holds that the katan is not mechuyev v'chinuch midirabbanan. The parents are mechuyev to be mechanach to the child. The katan is not even a bar chiyuv on the level of the rabbanan. Yeah. So the Rishonim have this machloikas. How can katan echon levelis vein bezim tzvu nafrisha? Why not? What happened to the din al chinuch? So one answer is the father is mechuyev nafrisha. Just acherim not mechuyev. Chiyuv chinuch is only mutal on the father. And the others say no. The chiyuv chinuch is on the child. The chiyuv chinuch is on everybody. Why is Embezim Mitzvah Lafrisha? Because the whole din of chinuch only applies to Essen. It doesn't apply to Lavin. Why? Because the kitten, the cotton is a lav bar chiyuva. So if you're going to get the child to observe mitzvahs, it's Petorah Seine Mitzvah V'yos. Eine Mitzvah V'yos only makes sense to observe a mitzvah sesa where there's a kiyum, where you accomplish something. To be nizan, not to violate an avera, I'm not a kohen. So I'll volunteer not to go to the cemetery. What are you volunteering? You're not a kohen, so there's no issa. They have, let's say they have imitation chazer. But it's kosher. So you have imitation chazer, it's mutter. What's wrong? What's wrong? You're going to say, ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. If it's mutter, it's mutter. And isurim, if the thing is mutter, so if by you it's mutter, so there's no issa. It only makes sense to volunteer as an ain't a mitzvah v'yosa. The volunteer mitzvah says, and that's what the Gurari answers on the Ramban's kasha. How come if Kiyama Ravina called out to Kula Chulay Nitno, so how come Yaakov Nasa Shtei Achoyos? The Ramban asks that kasha. Ramban answers, they only volunteered in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gurari, in his commentary ala Torah, so he writes that they only volunteered mitzvah says, they didn't volunteer mitzvah says, because it doesn't make any sense. There is no Kiyum. And Allah says, there's only a Kiyum on an essay. That's what the Meshech Chachman says to answer. I think the Gurari also says it. To answer Tosfos Kasha and Brochas. The Gemara says when you bury a mace in a talus, so you have to make sure that you have tzitzis. Because loig l'rosh chayr v'aseim. But the Gemara, there's a Mishnah in Kilayim that you're permitted to bury the mace with shatnas. So what happens to loig l'rosh chayr v'aseim? You're demonstrating that it's potam and amitzvah. You dress him up with shatnas. So Tosfos gives two different machlokes, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, what the teretz is on the kasha. So the I think both the Gurariya and the Meshech Chachma give the same answer, that the Mesim are Potter Mikol HaMitzvos. So with respect to Lois says, it doesn't make sense to be an Enem Tzilavir, to volunteer on his behalf, not to wear shatnas. But with respect to tzitzis, there is a concept of Enem Tzilavir. So even though he's Potter, we should put tzitzis on. So that's what half of the Rishonim say, that the Din of Chinuch only makes sense when you get to mitzvahs, when you get to Averis, it doesn't make sense. But there's a Mishnah in the end of Yuma that there's a Din of Chinuch on fasting on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. So the answer is, fasting on Yom Kippur, if you eat on Yom Kippur, you get Malkus, that's an Aver. But if you fast on Yom Kippur, that's a Kiyom Esay. So the Rishonim say that there, it's that fasting on Yom Kippur is both an Iser and a mitzvah. So the Pashto says observing Shabbos is also both an Iser and a Kiyom HaMitzvah. The Rambam only writes it by Yontif. He says, the Rambam Mishnah Torah writes, if a person observes the Yisam Aloha Yontif, he is a Kiyom Mitzvah Saseh. He never writes it by Shabbos, but the Pashtus, the Rambam Soloveitchik, the Pashtus is that it applies to Shabbos also. The one who observes Shabbos, he is a Kiyom Mitzvah Saseh. He said, there is a Din of Chinuch. There should be a Din of Chinuch on observing Shabbos also. Every what? No, I don't think so. No, let's say kol tzipa tahara techelu. So the Rambam counts that as a mitzvah. So the writer makes fun of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He said, what is a mitzvah to eat chicken once a day, every day? Kol tzipa tahara techelu. I mean, no, it's a lav abam mechlal asay. It's not a kiyum asay, it's only an iser asay. Shabbos and Yom Tov is both a kiyum asay and an iser asay. It's both, yeah. But on another, not every lav abam mechlal asay is like that. So the shadows, let's say a cotton does malach. So if it's a young baby, turn on the lights, is mamish mesasek. So Rabbi Kiveger assumes, Rabbi Kiveger has machlokes with the nesivus regarding mesasek. So the nesivus is of the opinion in the sefer Hilchos Pesach. So he's of the opinion that mesasek is the din and kol haTorah kula, that the maaser doesn't relate to me. It's if it happened by itself. It's a heter gomer and kol haTorah kula. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees. He thought only Mesasek by Shabbos because it's a lack of Malachas Masheves. Mesasek and Kol HaTorah Kula is only a Ptur from Chatas, but it's not the Havkos Maisa there of the But on Shabbos, everyone agrees. So let's say a young child, a little baby, turns on the light, does a Malacha, doesn't even realize what he's doing. So that's not called a Malacha. Maybe it's called a Malacha Shanasis Me'elel. Okay. According to the Mohammed, a Malacha Shanas Me'elel. The light went on Shabbos by itself. So according to the Ramban, maybe you're not about to get on or. Maybe it's only Muta, Akum Shas Malacha B'Shvel Akum. B'Shvel Akum is a Mater. Here it's Malacha Shanas Meila. But if you leave out that Ramban, the Pashtus is, the others, Rashi and Tez probably do not agree with that Ramban, the Perikain Sudden. So there wouldn't be an issue. The Shabbos, let's say the child is older already, Kodesh Shegil L'Chinach, and he does a Malacha on Shabbos. So if the Chi of Chinach is Mutal on the child, so then it's called a person who's not supposed to do a malacha, violated the Nisa Malacha on Shabbos. If the Chiv Chinuch is mutal on the parents, it's like a malacha shenasas me'lel. That person did a malacha. By Akum Shas Malacha, they made a separate gzera. Taisa says, Akum Shas Malacha, Taisa holds that the din b'chdei sheyasu only applies to Akum Shas Malacha b'shu Yisrael. Another, Yisrael does malacha, there's no din b'chdei sheyasu. Taisa says, the b'chdei sheyasu was only introduced because the Tanoim knew that this Isser of Amir Oliakim is not going to be too successful. Throughout all the years, the Jews always violated Amir Oliakim. So Taisus says that they knew in advance that they're going to have to make to be Mechazik the Din. So they said, even if it's true that the Nochi did Malocha on his own, you didn't even ask him, we tell him he's not allowed to get on Nobel till Bechdesh Yasu. So that should serve as a deterrent. You're not going to gain anything. See, you stand nothing. You stand to gain nothing by asking the Nochri to do Malacha, even if they make believe that the Nochri did it on and on, still not allowed to get on. So the people will stop doing Amir Aliyah. So Tyson holds that that's a separate Issa. Not to get on Nochri, and Malacha Zakam is a separate Issa. But if a cotton does over here, if he said the cotton is not Nochriyev, then a Chinuch is only Mutal on the parents, not mutal acherim, but it's not mutal on the cotton. So some of it would make sense to make a gzeira de rabbanon over here. Yeah, how do you paskin la locha? So we paskin la locha that if the kid ate kedei sviya, the father ate only kazayas, we paskin based on the gifts that we have. and the Gemara that the child can be mitzvah to the father. He's the both mechuyev on the same level, both mechuyev and the rabban. So we assume that katan is a bar chiyuv with the rabban.
So if he still doesn't have any das though, he's under bar mitzvah. Does that help anything?
Das is from memkar, but from kavana, alechz machsheves, you need machshava. You don't need al pidin das. Das you need it for kinyonim, for kedushin, for the dor meshvuas. You need das. But machshava and kavana he can have. That's what the Turiyev and asked the kasha. How can you say that there's a chi of chinuch on the cotton, that the cotton has to do the mitzvah? If you all mitzvah tzichus kavana, cotton's a lot bardas, so he's never yotze the mitzvah anyway. You can't even call him an ene mitzvah v'yotze. It's not b'kayim anything, because the cotton's a lot bardas. So the achrayim all give it the terence of Yosef Engel, Rab Chaim, Rab Shimon, and Rab Baruch Bailey all give the same terence. Cotton's a lot bardas. Bardas is needed for kinyana. But if you all mitzvah tzichus kavana, he is able to have. Whenever you need kavana, b'hazos mei pora, you need kavana. So the cotton is a barachi of kavana. Yeah. So, what do you do if there's a machlekes, whether something is a malocha or not? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, I think, on the first page in Shin Yud Ches, there's a machlekes, whether something is a malocha. That's opening up a bottle, or opening up a can of tuna fish, or whatever. But some hold muta, some hold asa. So even if you hold, even if you follow the shita that it's asa, but you can't say that there's a penalty with the rabbanon for hamavashal b'shabbos. If there's a shita that is at the gomer, even though we don't follow that shita, it doesn't make sense to say that there's a penalty. There are stiras in Mishnah Berurah. There are stiras in the Prima Godim. Within Shin Yud Ches alone, there's stiras. As by Irui, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that's a Prima Godim. The first page in Shin Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. That if something is a machlokes, and there is a shita that holds that it's mutter, let's say Chacham Avadia quotes all the Sfardish poskim from the last 100 years or so, and whenever you have a blech and you take fully cooked food, you put it on top of the blech, that's not called a gabi huesh. Since a blech is mapsik, there's no isa hachazor. You take out chicken and kugel, double gush, not a double lach, not soup, take it, put it on top of the blech, on top of the burner that's on. There's no isa hachazor. Hazor is only also al gabi huesh, and the blech is mafsik, not al gabi. So the Ashkenazi post never accepted that. Of course it's al gabi huesh. But let's say an Ashkenazi family, a lot of people don't know. They'll take out the woman,
what's
al gabi huesh
for Rav Avadia?
If there's no blech.
When do you have tonight chazor?
Or if it was not on before Shabbos.
Aran.
Tonight chazor is for Rote. It was not on before Shabbos.
Is for
Rotev? I think so. Tnai Chazor is for Rotev, for Marak.
Yeah.
I think he's going with the second verse of the Magen Avram, that it was on before Shabbos
Ran.
Or not.
I don't think so. No. I think he holds him. Whenever you have a blech, it's not called, it's like Samuch. Just like you're allowed to take food out of the refrigerator, put it on the nabal on the side of the fire to warm up, to become Yatzaledas. Because the Gzeira of Hachzor was only made Al Gabi Ho'esh. Shia. The Shia is a b'feris gemar. Shia is only al gabi yoish. If you have a b'samach, you don't need a blech. Achzor is a machlek.
So
rishayim. When achzor is only
also
gabi. So
you need four tonight chazor for al gabi. You don't need al gabi
yoish.
Is not one of the
ish
mechusa is not one of his requirements.
What's
I'm asking what's
you
need
roof
of tumah.
What's
kotam? Kotam means kitma. You put ashes. But if you have a whole blech, then he says that it's not called a gabi yoish. But if you have a whole black, a thick piece of netball.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say there's an Ashkenazi family and they didn't know the din. Most of the people don't know the din. They take out kugel or chicken from the refrigerator and they reheat it on top of the
black.
Okay. So what's the din? So the pashtus is the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Godim. Whatever, there's a machlekes and there's a legitimate sheet that says that the no malacha was violated at all. So you can't say that there's a penalty with the rabban. There are sheets all that is at the gomer. Even though the chatchili you shouldn't have done it because Ashkenazi, poskim, paskim, Ashkenazim, it is hachzari not allowed to do it. But b'diavad you can't say that there's a penalty. The steer is that later in Shin Yud Ches, Mishnah Berurah himself quotes another Prima Godim that Irui, the machlekes are Rishayim and Tosef, three sheets with Iris. Yes, no, sometimes. Irui, half of the Rishonim, one third of Rishonim hold the Irui is Mevash, one hold, the third hold that it ain't a Mevash. And we pass on like the Rabbein of Baruch, the Sefer HaTrum, that's Mevash al Kadei Klipa. But there are Rishonim hold the Irui is not Mevash at all, just like Yushen ain't a Mevash. Irui is not Mevash. So what if someone poured Irui on top of some raw food. And according to some Rishonim, he didn't do anything wrong. He said to Gomer. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pima Gadol that since we don't accept that opinion, so there's a penalty even by the Rabban. So it's in stira to what he said on the first page. He said, whenever there is a jidit, the Bali Atos is not a legitimate sheet, only the Chacham Avadya sheet.
We understood the Mishnah Berurah in the other places is that he was machri. It's like there was a achra gemura over it. Wherever there's no achra gemura, that's called a machlekes. He was machri on the other place. Now, I don't know about this Chacham Avadya. If it's achra gemura, not, it's going to depend on the Pesach. Who's going to see if there's like a achra gemura? That's how we understood the Mishnah Berurah in the other places.
You have to say something like that. Okay, you have to say something like that. The same thing, let's say, Kimli, by Dini Mamanis. So the Shach has a whole cloud. If someone is muchzik on the Maman, even though the din is that he's muchif to pay, there's a sheet who holds that he's potter. So you can say, "Mertzim acharel of harayeh, ein hoch mamam and achar harayeh." Even though Rav Poskim say muchif to pay, I'm muchzok. I say kimle, I hold like that sheet. So the Poskim say you can't say kimle if it's only a sheet yichidah. It's nitcha legamri from all the Poskim.
Just like by Tanoim, we're not chayshish for every sheet of satana. Depends, right. Because it was a starker hachra in the time of the Gemara. They were machria. We don't have the starker koyach hachra, so maybe we have more machlekes nowadays.
Nachon, yes. I was told this, I never saw in person. I was told that this happened a few times. Rav Moshe would come to weddings always on time. And he would go to several weddings a night because he knew how much it meant to the people that he should participate. He would come in here, fill out the ksura. The Rav Lezer Shilva would fly in from Cincinnati. And he would see Rav Moshe filled out a printed ksuv, he'd rip it up in public, and he said, you have to be choshish for a beauty sheet in the Mishnah and Gittin. They're just like a get. You don't write types of Gittin. Everything has to be written with Shema. So there's one opinion, Rav Yudah, in the Mishnah, even Shtori Mamon. You can't have a Shtam Mechir as Chamas, you can't have a ksuv and fill in empty lines. You have to write the whole thing. So Moshe, they told me Moshe wouldn't bat an eyelash. He would just sit there. He didn't say a word. But Moshe got the last word in because Moshe printed Shabbos and Shuvahs. So in the middle of one Shuvah, he doesn't say what is he referring to. He says, would anybody in his right mind think that you should be machmer for a beautiful shita, that you have to write a from the beginning to the end? It's a double portion, not because they were omdu l'minyan. He says, if they were together, he says, why is it b'shambi b'mokha misilein? Every other machlokes, you say, the shita that was outvoted is halachik d'ra mekel ba'ovel, and the safek arla b'chutz lords, we do consider it b'shas ha'tchaki, can you make a like that shita? I have a whole bunch of nafkaminas that the shita that's not accepted is not in ganze nitre. Sometimes we rely on that shita. Mishamim mok misalein and mishna garnished. Why? He said because they were together and they were outvoted. Whenever they were home to the minyan. So he says, Rabbi Yudah shita, they were together, they were outvoted. That klal only applies when they weren't together, they weren't outvoted. Or let's say this man is there, they're never together. But it's a shita yichidah lagamre. Nobody holds like that. They dug up a meiri from somewhere. They found the Miri. That's a Shita Yechido. Or the Bishmul and Ebenezer has. He says, there's a Shita Sri Megash. Rabbal Yerusha Sishta is only B'muchza, not B'roy. That's a Mishnah, I think, in B'choris. So that's only Roy of Nichse Davu Ada'aba. Let's say the wife dies and the father-in-law dies after the wife dies. So that's called Roy. The wife, after she dies, she doesn't yashin the father. But let's say the wife lent out money. So we pass him in the get, and B'chor is not till Pishnaim, is only B'muchzak, not B'ro'ui. And there's a Machleg Zatanaim and Yesh Nechlam. What about a Halvoya? The father lent out money and he doesn't get to collect it till after he died. So then we say the B'chor doesn't get Pishnaim because the Halvoya is considered Ro'i. So the Rimagash learned in the Gemara and Baba Kama by the Mabel Otis over there. His gears in the Gemara was that Habal Yerush Hashishtoi, Halvoya is not called Ro'i. So some Rishonim think that the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash. So the Bishmol writes in Ebenezer, even if it were true, he said, we're not so convinced that the Rambam agrees with the Rimagash. Even if it were true that the Rambam agrees, the Rimagash is a Shita Yechidah. And even if the Rambam agrees, says the Rambam was so blinded by the greatness of the Rimagash, his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, took him for a bracha by the Rimagash, and he gave him a bracha as a child. He attributed his success in learning to the bracha that he got from the Rimagash, and he says, with blindfolds on, he's going to follow the Rimagash. So that's not called, that's still called the Shita Yechidah. We only consider it like one Shita, it doesn't count as two. The Beishmul and Ebenezer. the siman and shulchan aruch about habal yerush es ishtar. So he says it's a shita yichidah. The Rambam and the Rebbe Gashna the shita yichidah. You don't say kimli. So over here also you have to say. That's what you have to say. Yeah, you have to say that the shita by ira yena melashet klal is lagame nitchem in halacha. Okay.
But I still don't understand. You take an egg, put it on the table, pour water over it. Let's see if it cooks or not.
It will cook. The answer is the medubra will cook.
Yeah.
But by klisheni also, Tyson says, why is klisheni ainu mabasho? Did it cook or didn't it cook? Tyson says, we're talking it did cook. Lezein derech bishon bekach because tfanis mekaros. So that's the machlokes of klisheni. What about iri? Maybe iri is zein derech bishon bekach because it's you're pouring it out in the air, so it's cooling off. So it's going to be something similar to Dvarach. The Abir is going to be Mekarit. But that's Machloikis. Is that called Derech Bisha Bekach? Even I do succeed in cooking the egg. But since it's not the normal way, so one opinion of the Rishonim was that Ein Derech Bisha Bekach is not called Bisha. So that's the Shaila over here by the Chi of Chinuch. We pask and that the child is Mechiv and Chinuch, and the child ate Kedesvi and the father ate Kazais. Argues in the Gemara that the child can be moitzi the father, he is mechuyev. So, memela, if the child is a gil, a chinuch, and he does malach on Shabbos, he should be treated like malach on Shabbos. But I don't know, since there are others who hold that the chinuch is only on the parents, it's not on the child, so mistama, the klala of the prima garden will apply over here. That whenever there's a legitimate machleke, half of the Rishonim hold like that. It's not like the Rambam and the Rebbe Gash. Yeah, but the Rishonim hold that the teretz of the kasha. Why is katan ravel is vein bezdin mitzvah lafrishay? So yeah, for the Rishonim say because bezdin is not the parents; only the parents are mechuyev.
Bezdin is chayev when the parents aren't around. If they die, the tzibur takes over the chiyuv
of
the
kid.
Right.
Yeah.
So then they would be
mechuyev.
Okay. Then
our
parents. Yeah.
Just curious. Teisa shita is that the chinuch is on the kid, and the spouse in fact. But yeah. Why does Tesis then say the Teretz the Kasha about Ema Frishim, and then the Shabbos, and then it Achirim are not a Barachino? He doesn't make the chil between Asi and Lusas. Then it's Mashma Chilik is even on Lusas.
Me is a Steven Tesis.
I mean, you see that beer, that's beer, that's the Mesha Fakhru, that's the beer.
No.
I didn't say
anything.
We're trying to say that beer, that it's about a king?
Yeah, I think so. They distinguish between Essay and Loisess.
But that beer, because it's not Shaykh.
There's no Kiyum, yeah. I thought that was Pashim Shah.
No.
I didn't see it in the Mishnah. I think that was Pashim Shah.
Is the Rebbe saying that if it's on the cotton, then it's called the Maise Malacha? If the Chiyuv Chinuch is on the cotton, then it's called the Maise Malacha. Then we should have all the regular dinim.
You should have all the dinim. Unless he's an infant, his mom is Masasik, he didn't know what he's doing. But if he's a cotton Shegil, a Chinuch, then he's mechuyev mid rabbanon to observe Shabbos. Does a malacha, so then there should be a din. Shadon ha'anis by malacha on Shabbos. Except if he holds on the parents, that the child didn't do anything wrong. That what?
That the child doesn't put himself before the commandment,
but
he doesn't
for. I don't remember.
Yeah.
That was in Europe. There was a common practice by the Hasidim in a city where there was an Erev that would ask the children to carry the talis for them. So Mishkan Nesankiv wrote a whole tshuva that it's a violation of Aseres Adibras. Because it says, L'sasak malacha ato u'yich habitecha. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Mechilta, if it's din habitecha after bar mitzvah, but then it's ato. Ato doesn't only mean the people that are present in Arsina. Ato means all of us in Dori Doris. Well, the Gerim are also included in Ato. So what's Bincha B'Techa? Bincha B'Techa goes before Bar Mitzvah. So what's the issue? That means, if the father asks the child to do Malachim for him, that's an Issa Deraisa. They tell the story that Abchaim once stayed over Shabbos in Warsaw, and he came to Shul and he didn't wear a talus. So they were all stunned, how come he's not wearing a talus? So he didn't want to carry the Erev. Okay. There was a question. There was an Erev. There was always an Erev in Warsaw, the days of the Chiddush Arim. They made an Erev. It was there for till the war. People carried. So he wanted to be Machman not to carry the Erev. So they asked the Mishul, why didn't they ask a child to carry the talisman? So he said, Zanisa deraisa fan aseres adibris. So then they asked him, so what do you need? That's Pshat. That's Rashi Chumash quotes from Mechilta. Bincha b'techa means the father asked the child to carry for him. They ask Rav Chaim, what do you need? That's the pshat. What do you need a pasuk? Also, the pasuk be adayim. The Gemara learns that Emma v'matan hazik d'adam alaktanim. You're not allowed to, the adults are not allowed to encourage the children to do malachas. What do you need a pasuk? Go be anocha pasuk. By the service of Dibrois.
To him.
Huh? What do you need another pasuk over here? So Rav Chaim said, in Kol HaTorah Kula, it's a din, also was supposed to be a din. Here, it's a Shabbos Dika din, and if the father encourages his son to carry the talisman, he's Mumel Chal Shabbos, Befer HaSidina Ka'akum. So they asked him, how do you make Kiddush last night? Over the wine? All the people in Warsaw, they all have their children, carry the talisman on Shabbos. So all the wine should be treif. So he said, the Sach HaMaratzim, it's Chal Shabbos Befer HaSidina has to be bemezid. Bemezid. Otherwise, Befahesim means more than Bemezid. Such Amaratzim, it's not called Befahesim. Rav Chaim had a chiddush that they even.
You've been told it was a promise?
I never can have a chorus.
why didn't you wear it?
I don't know.
Oh, he was chiddush for Tchilas, that's how I remember.
Tchilas, yeah.
Rav Chaim was chiddush for Tchilas.
Yeah. The Rambam writes a lashon, yeah. You're only allowed to wear a talis if the mitzvah sits as Bishlei Musa.
And what's that beer again? To Emor Lahazar Golem Alkanim, what's that referring to? The adult is not allowed to have the child
do an Avera, yeah.
That's a Chotar Kula. Shabbos special din.
Shabbos is an additional din, and he's Shabbos Dike, he says, Mumma Dina Kakum. Mumma Lachal Shabbos
Dike. That's the din of
What's the din of Rabbanim?
Mumma Dina Kakum is the din of Rabbanim.
That's a question. No, that's a big machlekes. But the mumer, let's say mumer laver dezar dina kakum, is that in shchitos and nevela? That's a big shot. Is that a din der aisa, din der rabbanon? That's a big question. The shach and simon beis and yeridei has the machlekes.
Shabbos also.
Chal Shabbos v'esed dina kakum also the same shot. What is the aisa rabbanon? The shach quotes a machlekes achreinim. My father had the chido has a comment has many svarim. Rido has a sefer Pesach Einayim, I think, on Yankif. So in the Pesach Einayim, he quotes on Chulan Daf Hey, he quotes a Machlokes Bali Atesis, where the Mumma Dina Kakum is a din deraisa, din derabbanan. Mumma Dina Kakum is a din deraisa that is not part of Klal Yisrael. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. But Dina Kakum, that Shchitos and Reila, and he asks his wine, those kind of things also. So that's a Machlokes Rishonim. The Chido quotes from Kisve Yad from Bali Atesis. That's a machlekes, whether that's their right. The shach quotes a machlekes, and simon beis, and yeridei.
The little kids that are told by the parents to turn a light on, but the real little, not the yelachin, way little, that's not good either, right?
That's like a koach hacham yirabai, that could be a malacha deraisa. I set up a system. I said, like Zara Baruch Mesayata, he throws up the tvua. And the wind is blowing, so it's going to blow the light thing away, and the heavy thing is going to fall down. So you accomplish Zaira with the Ruch Nisayaytai. So the Gemara says on Akoinis that the Malach's Machshev is also a Torah. When you have a Koach Hachem, you're a boy, the Malach relates back to me. If I push a button, I harness the natural force of electricity to do a Malach. So the little kid.
So a little kid,
that's a Koach Hachem, you're a boy. He's a La Bardas. If he's an adult and I ask him to do it, you don't kill a koach hacham yoreboy. The adult has a bchirah chapshus, he decides whether he wants to do it.
He's 2 years old, he doesn't know anything. Right. He doesn't know what he's doing, and you tell him, please turn the light on.
Right, that's like a koach hacham yoreboy. So that relates to me. That should be zareh baruch misayayito. That's a discussion in Rishayim and Achrayim. That Fikayam has a little bit of an arichas on that. Others have, whether zareh baruch misayayito is a din in all the lamet ha-sovis malochas. It only applies to Zaira. The Rambam has it applies to Tzod. He said if you're Tzod, an animal, and you have hunting dogs who help you, so that's Koach Hachem Yorabai, so you're Chayv Misa. So you are the dogs, you're Chayv Misa.
All right, so what about Vlad the Mechamer
is Koach Hachem Yorabai,
but it's a special
wow. No Misa, yeah, why? That's a discussion, yeah. When do you apply Koach Hachem Yorabai and when not? Does it apply to all the Malachas and not?
Even though
you
only spoke, isn't it
a
physical act, but it's still going to have the same status?
Which case? That what?
The case where you told the Kachem, is it called Koach Hachem Yorabai, but you're trying to get physical? You just spoke somewhere.
And I just spoke.
Yeah.
They have that on telephones nowadays.
Yeah, the Gemara says that Temura, Mishnah says in the first Perek, in my first Mishnah, Hamemer, Sophie was a hard boy, to get Malkin. So the Gemara has a brisa that except for Nishba Meimer Kalachadir B'Shem. It's an exception to the rule. Rabbi Yochanan tells the person that says, "Oh, but the price of like Tisni Meimer," because B'Diburis Avid Meisa, that's called the Lav Sheishba Meisa. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that Meimer is an exception to the rule. So the Arsameach and the Briskerab, they discuss why didn't the Rambam pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not an exception to the rule. But the Klal of Rabbi Yochanan said, they explain why. The Rambam holds that we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan. But the Klal that Rabbi Yochanan said is a Klal, that B'Dibur is Savad Maisa. Whenever you do Dibur, the Dibur brings about a result, so then changes something, then we call that Alav Sheish B'Maisa. So by Melech HaShabbos, it probably should be. But let's say I walk into the room, I say, Alexa, turn on the light, and the lights go on. So that's Dibur is Savad Maisa, so that should be Melech HaDeraisa. But let's say he just thinks. So that the Chofetz Chaim had a son who died young, I think Avram. And in the Likutei Halochis on Kochim, he wrote like an imitation riff. He has a shtikul Torah from that son, Hans Bochum. So the son quoted the Shittim Kubetzis in the Vilna Shas, we have it. Son quoted Shittim Kubetzis that there's a difference between the Dibur is Sabbat Maisa and the Machshapta is Sabbat Maisa. A lot of Dibur is borderline, whether it's on Maisa or not. So if you have, you did Dibur and it brings about a result, so then, let's say, Tosis says, Eidim Zamimim gave Haggadah Seidus, and Bezin makes Nigmar Din Alpiyan. We're ready to give Misa, to give Malkus or something. But Tosis said, that's called B'dibur Esavet Maisa. His Dibur led to something changed. Well, by Tmura, he says, HaRezu Tachazu, and it's Chal. HaYuhus Marasei Kodesh, it's Chal. So B'dibur Esavet Maisa converts Dibur into Maisa. But if you have Machshava, even if it brings about a result, so the son of the Chafetz Chaim quotes this, Sheet Mukubetz, I think it's on Tzmura, that B'machshavta Sabin Maisa is not called a Malach. That should, it could be that it applies to Shabbos.
That would be even according to the Rambam.
Even according to the Rambam, that one?
Kedibur Dami.
What do you mean Kedibur Dami?
I mean, even the Rishonim who hold Machshava Kedibur Dami, Legabi, this, there would be maskim that's not like.
What do you mean, Machshava Kedibur? When I get to
you thought of a bracha, you thought of a.
When I hear a Kedibur dummy.
Yeah.
No, that's here a Kedibur. Whenever there's a mitzvah of Dibur, you go to the hero. But the Dibur is not a Maisa. If you have Dibur, Dibur is Sabbath, something is Chal.
Machshava, that's what I'm saying. Even according to them, here would be.
Even if you all hear a Kedibur dummy, yeah, but it's still, it's hero, yeah. Only hero. Yeah, yeah.
The Chasam Sefer has a tshuva. If you kill someone with b'shem ha'mafurash, if you chayav misa, he's coming to answer the Rashi's sarach in at the end of Pesachim by Moshe Rabbeinu riding on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
He says he was b'hashbas kumus.
Uh-huh. And you yaitze with that. How is that? That's
two chidushim. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. I saw some Tamachachim, I didn't recognize the name, so I don't remember who it is. The Stolada put out a Torah journal, so I think five times a year. Soft cover, yellow cover, Torah journal. Beis Aharon V'Yisrael, I think it's called. So around 10, 15 years ago,